Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 450 for the 10th of August, 2026. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress, and everybody here knows all that. So, let's see, fast forwarding here. I am AB9FJ, Net Control Operator. His name is Wayne. QTH is Urbana, Illinois. And my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday, and we would like to thank Michael M0VZC for letting us use this conference, and his all-star note is connected here, so I don't know, he might even be listening to it. Okay, I don't have a topic this week, so it's open mic. Let me see, has anything been happening here? I don't know. The weather has taken another turn for the hot and humid, so I'm waiting for that to blow away. But right now it's 96 degrees in the shack here. I don't know. Not bad. All right. So, running down the list here, I see the All-Star 273661. I see KF6GPE and N4RNW. So, let's see if the All-Star node, Michael, do you have anything to say today? Okay, my understanding is that, I don't know, he's got his echo link, his All-Star node connected here to do some kind of debugging or interference troubleshooting. So that's why we see him connected so often. Next on my list is KF6GPE. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Wayne. Let's see here. Name is Ray. Call sign is KF6GPE. Boulder Creek, California. SDF username is my call sign, just in case we get this posted via non-radio stream. Not a lot here radio-wise to report. It's hot here, too, but it's not as humid as it is where you are, Wayne. I think the humidity is about 30%, and it was 89 outside the last time I checked the weather station. It got up to about 92 today. It's probably 94 in my office, so I'm downstairs. Otherwise, not a lot to report. I'm really enjoying watching AG-WX again. Thank you for pointing me to their site. They've got some good stuff. So if you're interested in weather, that's definitely well worth following. We've talked about it some before. Harold, you probably heard about it too. Anyway, I'll pass it back to you, 73 KF6GPE.
Okay, thanks, Ray. I was kind of distracted here. There was something going on over there in comm there. So I didn't hear all of what you were saying there. What was it about... weather, were you talking about like AGWX or something else?
Yeah, I was just thanking you for giving us the link, and I was plugging it again because I've been looking at it every day, and I'm a subscriber now, and I enjoy their videos. So, great site. Thank you. KF6GPE.
Okay, my pleasure. It's always good to find another person who appreciates what I appreciate, right? Okay, next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, hi, Wayne. Hi, Ray. Hi, All-Star. N4RNW here in stormy southwest Florida, Fort Myers, southwest. Harold's the name. Really, nothing to report. I think finally we're in the good rainy, stormy season. We're still in drought conditions, I thought I heard. And we've got some water levels to make up by the summer rains. I'm trusting that the hurricanes and all that destructive stuff will stay away. Nothing aiming for this area so far, but we'll take the rain. Other than that, really nothing. So have a good evening, everybody, if I have to bow out. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
You've gone through June and July. I don't think you've had a single serious storm in that period, right? And so when does the season end? October? So you've got August, September, two or three more months to go there. Maybe you'll get off light this year.
Yeah, I guess that... in August and September and October, that's the most active months. There's a couple waves coming off Africa, which is usually where those things start. Sometimes they can form themselves in the Gulf of Mexico, and then who knows if they're going to go up and hit Texas. or Louisiana, Alabama, or turn east and hit Florida. So, yeah, it depends on how the water gets such a temperature, and that for stuff I don't understand, that's how it creates those storms and they turn into hurricanes.
Okay, yeah, and I think this El Nino thing plays into that as well. So, right, looking at the dashboard, still no new call signs have popped up there, so it's just the three of us here. So, we're only 7 minutes into the hour. So, I hesitate to close the net so quickly. I'm just going to kind of sit here. If you think of something that you want to say, just, you know, pipe up, you know, recheck. And we'll carry on.
Yeah, Wayne, let me hop over to the All-Star node and see how that's working. Stand by one. I need to reprogram my All-Star. KF6 GPE.
QSL.
I'm having configuration problems on my end. Let me give this a go.
Okay.
KF6 GPE coming in on All-Star. How's it working?
Working like a charm.
Well, ain't science wonderful. Yeah, the problem I had was on my end. I couldn't get my node to disconnect from the local repeater. And I have no idea what happens if I key up on connected on two different nodes. I suspect it would transmit on both, which is confusing. You know what out of the Janus Club? KF6 GPE.
Okay, yeah, all right. You probably want to go back to using your EchoLink client so as not to confuse the locals on the repeater.
Yeah, I will. Let me turn back up the radio and disconnect. KF6 GPE.
Which reminds me... you know, we've been having a problem with the Anon Radio mailing list. It's been, well, I'm not sure that it's a problem with the mailing list or a problem with the mail system. But anyway, the bottom line is that we keep getting messages repeated every 5 minutes. It started out just one message, which was bad enough, but now there's like 9 messages that are sent out every 5 minutes or so. Now, not everybody is getting them, which is kind of mysterious. I'm one of the ones who are getting them. And so I've even tried unsubscribing from the Anon Radio list, and that has not fixed it. So that's making me think that it's not the mailing list software that's broken, but there's something in the mail delivery system on the cluster. Well, I'm assuming the cluster. I haven't tried it on the Meta Array or Beastie or anything like that. But anyway, I'm thinking that the mail delivery system is confused about the successful delivery of these messages. It thinks that they failed, even though they were successfully delivered. So, you know, every few minutes, it tries resending, and it'll keep doing that until it either gets a successful termination or until it decides to give up. So, in the meantime, my mailbox, I have to go in and delete several hundred messages, you know, every hour or so. But anyway, why did I bring that up? Oh, I brought that up because once we wrap up this net, my usual habit is to go and send a message to the SDFARC mailing list. And I'm a little concerned about, I don't want to trigger the same kind of problem that the Anon Radio list is having right now. So I think I'm going to hold off on sending my usual net report until, you know, at least until sometime tomorrow when membership may have had a chance to do some more work on figuring out what's wrong. So anyway, if you don't get an email on SDFARCL about tonight's net, that's why.
Thanks, Wayne. If it helps the troubleshooting, I have not had that problem, but I haven't sent anything to the list recently, but I'm certainly not seeing doubles of anything you've sent over the last week. KF6 GPE.
Yeah, I have not sent anything on any mailing lists in the last week, so... I'm just going to be cautious and wait a little while before I try it. It may be that SDFARC is was different. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just being prudent, and I don't want to make it worse. I might add, if you're not aware already, the sysadmins on SDF are in the process of upgrading or updating the cluster to a new version of NetBSD. And I'm not fully informed on all of the details of how they're doing this, but I can just say that from my perspective, it's a lot of annoyances because it seems like they have to reboot every day. And this has been going on for like 2 weeks now. So that's a lot of rebooting, and it means a lot of me re-logging in. And I usually have like five or six sessions open all the time. So that's a lot of logging in and restarting my apps and everything. So anyway, okay, I see BK2DY has joined us. Hi, Robert. We don't have a topic this week. It's another open mic, anything that's on your mind. So I'll let you think for a minute, and then you can type up when you're ready.
Okay, well, good morning, guys. Just finished my breakfast here. As Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently, 13 degrees, which is about 55 Fahrenheit. It may get a degree or two warmer than that, but the wind is blowing up quite strong from the south at the moment. The south wind is always cold. Anyway, other than that, let's see. I do have something to talk about, actually. This coming weekend, 15th, is the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. And I've been looking for some place to participate, either activating a lighthouse or something else. And I found something else. The MV Cape Don, which is a museum ship at this point. It's parked off of Bald Head, Waverton, just into the in Sydney Harbor. And it is the last remaining lighthouse supply ship. All the rest of them were decommissioned and eventually gotten rid of. So it's the last remaining one. It's no longer obviously used for that, but it's a museum. But it's kind of a neat little ship. And it's easy to get to from my house, too. It's just a hop on the metro. I get off at Waverton, and I get walk through a nice and interesting tunnel, coal tunnel, and I'm there. So, so I'm going to go do that. They're not only activating it during the day, but still, it will be fun to participate in that. So I was quite excited to have found that. So I will be involved in International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. VK2DY, back to that.
Are you going to actually board the ship and set up a portable radio and operate on board, or are you just going to set up on the dock next to the ship there that way?
I'm not 100% sure exactly where they're going to set up because I just found out about it a couple days ago, just got in contact with them. So I know nothing except that it's involved with the ship, and whether they're on the dock or on the ship, I don't know. But it's officially organized by the group that run the museum. So they may indeed be able to do it on the ship, VK2DY.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought this was just you. I didn't realize that there was a group behind this. All right. Well, good luck. Have fun with it. Make a lot of contacts. Right. So, you know, it's just the four of us here this week. So I've been, we were ready to close the net 7 minutes after the top of the hour, but I hesitate to do that because I know you guys can sometimes come in late. And so I usually try to wait until at least like half an hour into the net or into the hour before wrapping things up. So anyway, if you think of anything else that you want to talk about, anything to do with amateur radio, just pipe up with your call sign and you'll have the floor there. So let me check the dashboard again. No new call signs, right? Okay, so anyway, sitting back and standing by. Okay, it's 26 minutes after the top of the hour, and no new call signs on the dashboard, so I'm going to sit here for another 3 or 4 minutes, and then I'm going to close the net. But if you think of something, speak up. This is AB9FJ. Okay, it's 30 minutes after the top of the hour, so we're going to wrap it up here. Let's see, do I have anything else to say? I think you all know that if you would like to be a net control, contact me, and we'll schedule a slot for you. What else here? Blah, 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 blah. I really need to clean up my script here, but anyway... this concludes this week's SDS Amateur Radio Club net at 0031 UTC or Zulu GMT. If you would like to continue the conversation, some of us are over in COM in the Anon Radio Room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ, saying 73, everyone. Thanks for being here.
Good night, Wayne. Good night, Ray. And I will be signing off. Everybody have a good night, good week, N4RNW.
73, all KS6 GPE.